Ooh, we finished section yet? Muvan, page 70. Shemagamot el mishtatfot bepituach individualiyot shel isha halacha. האופי מתגלה בצביונו המיוחד, העצמאות גדלה ורבה, וכל מהות הנפש נקבעת על ידי סימנים אינדיבידואליים מובהקים של אישיות משוחררת. The fact that the Isha Halacha implements the ideal world of Halacha in his behavior in Olam Hazeh somewhat paradoxically allows him to retain and develop his individuality. Because he's anchored in halacha, he's not swept away. He's not swept away to emotional excess or extreme to either end of the spectrum, which is what the section Yud depicts. Instead of being carried away, so he remains anchored at all times. And because he's anchored, so that allows him again to retain his identity, which is indispensable for his individuality. B'sha'asha ritzono shel adam hadat shokea kema kema. האנוכיות שלו הולכת וקבעה באשר הוא שואף להישקע בכל ההוויה ולהתאחד עם האינסופיות. Another source or another cause of losing individuality is if a person is, again, just looking to submerge himself in the infinite, by looking to transcend this world, the Isha Halacha, because of the opposite orientation that he has, Megen al Hanochi Shalom, al HaPratiyut Shalom, al Rishus HaYochid Shal Nafsho. Gam HaAnochi, the person, the individual, who Chelek Mehem Tziyut HaMamashit, Shehalacha Tihara V'Kitcha, same way Halacha affirms Olam Hazeh, so it affirms the individuality within Olam Hazeh. Ubechlal, kol makom shechok musari shaleit, ha-individualiyut mitgaberet u-mitpatachet. Again, I think that's the first theme that we spoke of. Kvar be'anu l'mala, ki ish hadat mitnodei ben shnei ketavim mitnagdim. Two opposite, antithetical axes. Bitul havayasa mechad gisav harachat ishiyoto ad l'chdei madrega shal transcendatiyot me'idach gisa. On the one hand, he, again, by looking to submerge himself, as it were, in the Ein Sof, so that's self-negation. On the other hand, his aspiration for transcendence, that he can transcend things, elevates himself. Brahma, filbisha ashu ma'apil, la'alot le'mamrei ha'transcendentiyot, ein behala'a o behapalazo shum nitzot, there's no spark shall individualiyot, ela adrabba likud v'ichudim ein sofiyot, miziga, blending im olam ha'atzilot. Isha alacha kaver b'nigud l'isha dat, individualiyot mamashit, bas ha'olam hazah. Yadua pitka moshal kant, ki hachor kamusari noten koth la'adam la'amod lefnei ha'mitziyut ha'anakit mibli la'hafsid et anuchiyuto. החוק האפיורי מעצב את אופיו הקבוע של האדם. It shapes, it molds, ומטביע את חותמו על פרצופו. When a person responds al pi halacha to any and all situations, it means that instead of just being the object of forces and the passive victim or beneficiary of circumstances, it makes him at all time exercise control over himself and over what's happening. If a person is provoked, and assuming that this is the appropriate response, and the person is misgaber and doesn't respond, so instead of just being an instinctive being, so he expresses himself as a subject, as an individual. I think we mentioned a person on the one hand controls nothing because the external world is not given to us to control. But Me'idach Gisa, in his reaction, so then he controls everything. How the outside world, how his interactions with other people, how his circumstances affect him, so ultimately he decides. And in that sense, and when he does that based on, again, the Chok HaMusari, obviously for us, you know, is in Halacha. So that allows him to retain an Adarava, to develop and express his individuality. You know, there is an irony here, right? When a person is provoked, so on a superficial level, so we think that if the person, let's say, is silent in face of a provocation, or a person doesn't hit back, so then that's a bittul for Adam. But what the Rav is explaining is it's really punk fakir. Because to do that is just an instinctive response. There's no individuality in that. There's no personhood in that. When a person is misguided, that's where the person is gavra rather than chepta. That's where he's subject rather than object. And whatever the correct halachic reaction is, again, the halachic chok hamusari, when that diverges from the, unredeemed instinctive reaction, so it's in that divergence that the person is a yochid, as opposed to just a product of physical law and instinct. His stature. When it's the sort of two conceptually, there's two elements here that they're, you know, practically they're merged. Conceptually, it's again that this yisod is true for every one of us, but then everyone, because as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, l'fichach nivra adam yichidi, that everyone is unique. So then, when everyone al pi halacha is again reacting as a subject, so then it's not only that he's a person, a subject, as opposed to an object, but he's also an individual. Also the individuality also is expressed and cultivated. Aristocracy, receptivi, again, receptive, ki ishadat, sha'omerum sapele giluha metal ashrata ruach. Enum of a cashman of shohit partsu transcendented ruach a kodesh kavayot, tos a sot vloch a shot vaznav, de ve ulamacher. Now, the Rav obviously doesn't mean, he's going to talk about this in the second half of Isha Halach and Koach HaYotzer Shabal, obviously doesn't mean that Isha Halach is sort of disavowing, you know, the aspiration of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah. What he means is that there's no passivity in spiritual life. In spiritual life, a person is supposed to be active. A person is not waiting for Kedusha to envelop him. A person is not waiting for Ruach HaKodesh to envelop him. A person is living in a way that moves him in that direction. That's what the sense of these lines is. Right? That's why the Rebbe introduces it, that he's not receptive, he's not passive. Again, all this is a function of, because halacha, Torah, was designed to be lived in this world. It's not that in this world we're waiting to be elevated to something which is basically beyond our grasp. Again, if a person is waiting for Gilei Eliyahu to understand Torah, so it makes him passive and receptive. And spiritually, a person is supposed to be proactive also. This next line needs pshat also. Ein hu sam lev, he doesn't pay attention, the lechishot into itzia uleshavim zeseis. He doesn't pay attention to the whisperings of intuition. What the Rebbe means here is Kol's man that the intuition is one which hasn't been shaped and formed and molded based on Torah, based on halacha, based on Torah way of thinking. So then the person, then the Isha Halacha turns a deaf ear to call it the prosaic intuition. But you know, the depiction in Madod Ech Migod of the process of Chidush. So the Isha Halacha once he has been totally shaped and molded by Torah, so then his intuition is an intuition of Torah. When the Rav is here disinviting and dismissing intuition, again, it means an intuition which stands independent of Torah. Isha halacha hu tipus spontaneous, tipus shal yotzer, enu min hanechna'im va'aluvim biyoter ve'en da'ato shvela. All this is a description intellectually, right? Not in terms of his comportment ben adam chaver, meaning intellectually. Or when there are Torah, a mitzvah shel Torah that needs to be projected and protected. Ein aniyut v'shiflus misamnot ad yukno shel isha halacha. Again, his intellectual profile. Adrava, hakav ha'ofyani bo biyoter hitzkifus hadas. Nelcham hu al kol, again, what we just said is what the Rav is now spelling out. Nelcham hu al kol kutso shel yud shel ha'alacha. Lo rak mishum yeres chayt, that too. Alagamishim avas amas. Ein hu makir shum samchut acharet, o amud hora'a acher chutz l'samchuto shel ha'sechel, kamuvan al pi yisodot ha'kabbalah. Kabbalah tradition, not mysticism. So nei hu at ha'pashvanut v'habitzua, compromise, at ha'rakut ha'sechlit, intellectual timidness, את הגמישות הרציונלית, rational flexibility in the sense of lack of principle and rigor in thinking, ואת הוויתור בענייני דת ודין. עצמאיות השכל מגיע לפעמים לשיא כזה, את הסך פיק, ששום דת שבעולם אינה יכולה לציירו. הגמר בה מציע מספר כי בספק בהרס קודמס לסייל לבן, ספק סייל לבן קודם לבהרס. So what was the sequence? So the Torah describes that Seyu Abanega Hofach Lavan. That first you have the Baharis and then the hair turns white. That's the Simen Tumah. What happens if you're not sure about the sequence? So Nachleku HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesifta Derekiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tahor Ve Mesifta Derekiya Amar Tane. Umi Hayara HaMachriya Rabba Banachmeni. Basar Vadam Uben Tmuta, mortal, flesh and blood, mortal, chachriya ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'msivta d'rikiya. Kshereb Elezer v'chachamim nechlik u'bedin tanur shal achnoi, yotz abas kol v'omer, malach ha-meitz v'Reb Elezer shalach g'mosu b'chol mokum. Omer v'yishua al-rag lev omer lo v'shamayim hi, shekva nit n'otor mi-ha-sinai, v'ein anu mashkichim b'bas kol. V'kut shebrichu, right, that is a misprint, right, the dal and vav are interchanged, וקודש ביחו כחייה והי שייט אב אמא נצחוני בנאי נצחוני בנאי נובי שבא ואמא בדין מדיני התורה שהשם ציבה לו שהדין כך שהדין כך הוא והלוך נגידה בפלוני הרי זה נביא השקר ויחנק אף פי שעשה עוס, שריבה להכחש התורה שאומר לא בשמיים היא. אין רשוס לנביא, איש הטרנסנדנטי, אבל להשיג את גבול החכמים המכריעים על פי שכלם בדעתם. Right, so the Rav sees this as not just sort of a halacha protest, but it's emblematic of the whole idea, again, that we're not looking to, when we're in Olam Hazeh, we're not looking to elevate to some transcendental dimension, but Adram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the transcendental down to this world. So then someone who's alleging to say pshat in Divrei Torah Pi Nevuah, so he's rejecting that, right? He's looking to elevate to the transcendental. So it's not just a specific halacha, but it's emblematic of the whole world view. איש הלכה הוא שליט אדיר במלכות הרוח והשכל. He's sovereign. אין שום דבר עומד לו לשטן על דרכו. הכל משובד והכל כפות ומציית לו. Everything is subordinated to him. Obeys him. אפילו הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול מסר את הגושפנקה שלו, his imprimatur, את חותם הממשלה בענייני התורה לאדם, וכאילו בורא העולם בעצמו ממלא את הכרעת האדם והוראתו. עומר ביצע, כשמסכן שמלאך ישועת והקדוש ברוך הוא לומר, אמוס הר השושן, אמוס הר מכיפה, הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר להם, לי אתם שואלים, אני ואתם נלך עצל בזן של מטה, מניין, תכסיב, אשר לא אלוהים קרובים אליו, אשר לא אומה קרובה אין כסיב כאן. אשר לא אלוקים הוא וכל פמליה שלו. עומר, עומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, עד שלא נעשה איזה אומה שלי, מועדי השם. מכאן ואילך אשר תקראו אוסם. משה למלך שהיה לו אוצרוס מלאים זוב וחסב, ובנם טובוס ומגוליוס, והיה לו בן אחד. כל זמן שהיה בן קוטן, היה אוביו משמר סקול. הגדל הבן ועומד על פרקל, עומד על אוביו. כל זמן שהיה קוטן, אני הייתי משמר סקול. עכשיו שעמדת על פרקך, הרי הכל מוסה לך. כך היה קדוש ברוך משמר סקול, וכו, כיוון שעמדו ישראל, מוסה להם הכל. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel hisnatzal es edu me'olam, right, the phrase from Chumash, they're referring to Bnei Yisrael, and es memshalto u'misarom li'Yisrael le'bezden shalmata. Bezden shalmata goes there, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. Bezin Shalmata Machriya Binyani Din Umishbat, Halacha Kamosa Bechol Makom, Afim Mesifta de Rikia Tachal Golov, Isha Lacha Moshel Bakol Bine Erat Sanakol, Adirhu Gibuhu, Shum Anof Me Anfeha Kara, Lo Kashar Ksorim Le Gibuhav Kamo Halacha, Bishum Stei Hadat. In no other field of thought, lo nitata adam bekesem malchus mochletas kamo b'Torah. In no field of thought, has man been crowned the way he is in Torah. Haglorifikatzia shel ha'adam higia kan lemerom tefarta. See, there are many times throughout the Isha Halacha, we've had many examples of it, some of them right now this morning. So the Rav is quoting a Beferish Rambam, which in turn is could be a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin or elsewhere. But and it's not that anyone ever questions that, if you'll ask anyone. But the Rav's point is that these halachas within the context, against the background of what he's developing in Isha Halacha, are emblematic and expressive, as opposed to just being a din mesuyim. Why is it that lova shamayimi kachaze? That's the kachaze. And the Rav is saying, no, it's emblematic again of the whole religiosity and spirituality of halacha that it's concentrated in this world, and that one is not supposed to be looking to transcend this world. So that's the significance again of all these. These are all Beferish Chazals. It's not that if someone has a I don't know, a philosophical system that differs from that the Rav is presenting in Isha Halacha, that one questions this. So what's the significance? No, what the Rav is saying is, no, but within what I'm explaining to you, these are emblematic, these are natural, these are natural expressions of the entire approach to Avodas Hashem, etc. Isha Lacha Kibel at HaTorah Misinai Lo B'Tor Mekabel Pashut El B'Tor Yotzer Olamos B'Tor Shuta V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Maaseh Bereshis Koach HaChidush Hu Yisod HaMasora V'HaKabbalah. Lemaisa, this, again, seeming paradox, so the Rambam already highlights this also. Right? We think of Masorah and Kabbalah, transmission, tradition, as preserving. And the Rav says, no, it's equally associated with Chidush. So Lemaisa, the Rambam says it twice. He has it both. I forgot to bring it. He has it in the Hagdamah Perush and Mishnayos, but he also has it in the Hagdamah to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes, "V'chein kol echad ve'echad kosev la'atzmo." In terms of how the Masora was until Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote down Shisha Sedrei Mishnah. So the Rambam writes again the Rambam's understanding of Dram Shebuchsav, excuse me, Dram Shebalpet, Yetar Rashal Omer Buchsav, for the Rambam doesn't mean that it's also to write Torah Shebalpet down, it means that Torah Shebalpet was not supposed to be transmitted Bitoch Ekzav. So it was always the case that a person could take notes, but he couldn't share those notes. Because Torah Shebalpeh, Dram Shebalpeh Yitar Hashem Nuchsav means La'omem La'acher. You can't share it with others. You can't transmit Mitoch Ekzav. You're supposed to transmit Torah Shebalpeh orally. But for a person to write notes for himself, to remember things, so that was always Mutter. I think the Maariv Tzchiya says, that's Pshat, we find the Gemara, for instance, in Shabbos, refers to Megillas Storim, a hidden Megillah. Megillas Storim means that when people would take notes, so then they would hide the notes to make sure that no one would look in the notes. You couldn't share your notes with anyone as long as until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's a separate parasha, separate sugya, but until Rabbeinu HaKadosh writes down Torah Shebalpeh. So the Rambam is describing what happened throughout the Doros from Yehoshua ben Nun, from Moshe Rabbeinu through Rabbeinu Kodesh. V'chein kol echad v'echad kosev v'atzma kifi kocha mebir ator mehilchoser kamo sheshama u'midvarim shenischad shu b'chol dor v'ador. So in every generation, midvarim shenischad shu b'chol dor v'ador. In every generation of chidushim. Rambam has it also in the Hagdam of the Parish of Mishnah. You have the Hagdam? In most Yeshua, most of this came to Mashikiru Meir Perushim, Umashen Nishadesh Bizmano, already in the generation of Yeshua Ben Nun, Umashen Nishadesh Bizmano. But also Haskanen, who came after Yeshua, Mosu Mashikiru and Neviyam Aleim Hashalom, Bahanaviyam Mosu Zelaza, and listen to this, Velachoyo Dor. Again, this is the phenomenon that the Rambam is talking about. So the Rambam highlights it already. That in every generation, that there were chidushim. So what's there seems to be shnei halachishim as that. Again, this is maybe a point of entry, but the idea is broader than just the solution to this shneiksim krishna says. On the one hand, we everything in order for it to be valid, meaningful, authoritative, it has to be Messina. It has to be Messina. Me'idach gisa, how does a Torah, and that's why Masorah, without Masorah, Without everything tracing back to Sinai, so it's not Torah. It has no validity and certainly no authoritativeness. But neither Gisa, so we live by Torah millennia later. The world in which we live is a totally different world than the world in which Torah was given. And those who don't understand Torah think that there's no kasa v'shlishi to those snakes and magicians, whether it's innocent ignorance or otherwise, but yes, yes. The Kasev HaShlishi, and again, this idea is more than just the Kasev HaShlishi of those Shnei Ktzivim HaKrishim Zetzah. The Kasev HaShlishi is this phenomenon which the Rambam highlights and the Rav underscores as being the very foundation of Masorah. The Kasev HaShlishi is chidush within the Masorah, not change, Rachmanu Litzlan, imposed from without, but chidush discovered from within. And in that sense, Koach HaChidush Hu Yesod HaMasorah VeHaKabbalah, what makes the Masorah, you know, simultaneously timeless and timely is the innate Koach HaChidush within Masorah, to discover what's implicit, what's embedded, what's latent within Masorah. So with that Kasa Vashlishi, so everything is thousands of years old, and yet there is Chidush. Sha'olam Moshe L'Amorim, thousands of years old in terms of when it was given, the Torah Kodim L'Olam. Sha'olam Moshe L'Amorim, Matal HaKadosh Baruch, Sh'yoshev Kosek Sorim L'Torah, B'shvil Tile HaLochos, Sh'yizchat Sh'alidei HaDoros HaSidim. Kol Ma Sh'Talmud V'Osek, Osek L'Chadei, Sh'arei B'Chal Torah Sh'Bal Peh, Gmar Menochos, Gmar Megillah. U'Befrat, Be'eis Sh'ha'odem Mechadish Chidush, Ma Sh'ein Zeh B'Yichol Ez Malach. שהקדוש ברוך הוא ברוע ובתכלס השלמוש, ואין הוא צורך להוסיף ולעשה להם מדילי כלום. מה שאין כן, האדם הולך וסכלו מסחזק מילה מעלה, וגם הוסיפו חז"ל גדורים וסיוגים, מה שאין כן אם הויסא תורה למלוכים, הויסא עומדת לעד במצב אחד, בלי מגרעס ובלי תוספת. So in this quote from Ruach HaChaim, so basically what Chaim Voloshin is doing is he's correlating the same way as a person, let's say leaving aside Talmud Torah, as a person, so a person as opposed to a malach, again the Ruach HaChaim talks about this also, v'nasati l'cha ma'alchem en om d'ma'ela, is that a person is a holik, right? A person, in Olam Hazeh, a person develops, a person is dynamic in the sense that he's not stationary, he's not static. A malach, on the other hand, the way he's created, that's the way he is. A malach is unchanging. The way he's created, that's the way he is. So the our Talmud Torah corresponds to that fundamental defining quality. The person is a mahalach, he's a mahalach even in Talmud Torah, not just in Talmud Torah in the sense of that we learn another blot that we hadn't learned previously, but in terms of the Karach HaChidush. Reb Chaim Ish Veloshin Hikdishas HaPerek Yerushin Shal Sifon Nef Shachayim Dibiya HaKosav Ha'iva Lekim Yisrodim Et Salmo Salmo Kim Bora Oso Tochen Hashkafato Shebitei V'Perusho Hu Ke'adam L'chayer Mahaveh Ta'olamot Shalamalim Imenu Kol Ha'veya HaTranscendantit Mishubedet Gfufalo Hu Bona Olamot Elyonim Ne'aratzim V'Niskavim. But on the other hand, he can also be guilty of umachriva. Dama l'malam imcha. Kol ha'veya ha'kayemes l'malam me'olamein ha'shafel him imcha. Kayemet hi b'kocho shal ha'adam b'zkuto. Da ma'asha l'malam imcha. But that's also mefurish in Nefesh HaChaim, that tight of the Mishnah novels. The Dama Lamala is Mimcha. This, again, just to mention it, obviously by definition that means very superficially. You know, throughout, there has been a critique. Well, in many places there's been a critique of the Ish Hadas, again without the Ayin. And at some junctures, you know, clearly not just referring to a universal mystical type, but even, you know, with quotations from Likutei Torah. But it's not the Rav is not rejecting Kabbalah. I think he's being massive on a certain type of thought within Kabbalah, a certain strand within Kabbalah, and that's what the passage like this is helps bring into focus, and that's a crucial point. Okay, so maybe next time we'll begin with you best.